This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear oral arguments in a case that could determine whether cities can break up encampments of homeless people if alternative housing is not available. This case, Grants Pass versus Johnson, is at the high court against an economic backdrop making it harder to build and operate low-income housing. This is especially true in California, where 28% of the country's unhoused people are located. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
It's already pretty expensive to build low-income housing in San Francisco. The nonprofit Mercy Housing has a 220-unit complex in development where construction costs are budgeted at $522,000 per apartment. And the Fed's move to leave interest rates higher for longer isn't helping, says Mercy's Raimi Dare.
We, like many other real estate projects, we borrow. You know, we have a construction loan from a bank, and we still are pretty close to what the prevailing market is.
Dare says rates have gone up from about 3 to 6% over the past couple years. And at the same time, nonprofits who own and manage affordable housing properties are also getting whacked by skyrocketing insurance costs. Holly Benson is CEO of Los Angeles-based Abode Communities.
We saw a premium increase of 350% last year to this year.
Benson says surging insurance costs are particularly acute in California, where insurance companies are withdrawing from the market. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.